Welcome to Doom Scroll. I'm Lisa Curry.
Hey, and I'm Matt Sheffield. And today we are joined by a person who apparently is at the center of an evil conspiracy. His name is Mango, and he runs the Right Wing Cope Twitter account, which I'm sure you've seen some of his memes over the years. So welcome. And why don't you tell us about the nefarious things that you have been accused of, sir?
Oh, I've been unfortunately exposed as a CCP agent. So I think about a few months ago, I saw it, somebody sent it to me again. But you've got to give creativity points in some cases. But my username, I Ate the Mango on Twitter, it's based off of like an old username I had on Minecraft and I believe Steam. And like a lot of people, they just reuse usernames. And the conspiracy theory for the username I made before I was even into politics was that there was some event where I think Mao Zedong did something related to mangoes, or there was a cult named after mangoes in China. And since I'm a leftist, their theory is that my name is a reference to that. So I'm actually like a secret CCP agent or Marxist, I guess. So I was having a hard time following it when reading it, but I can't even be mad. It's funny. So
yeah, it's like, it's almost like China has kind of replaced George Soros as the cause of everything that's evil. So congratulations on getting there first. No, people haven't accused me of that yet. I'm still stuck on Soros bribes, as far as I know.
Yeah, I've gotten the Soros theories a few times. Like, I remember for a while there's like an entire thing about like, oh, my account's like paid for Soros because he doesn't monetize it. Like, there's no other way anyone could run it. And like, I wish. I mean, like, I've never met Alexander Soros myself. I know people have met him. Maybe I should have made a fundraising call. That's a mistake on my part, since I could obviously be nice to buy a new BMW. But, you know, it's interesting to see what people come up with.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like posting screenshots of the shit you morons say is not like, doesn't take a lot of effort and money.
Yeah, like there's been days where I've like posted a few times and probably spent 10 minutes on the website just from like opening my home feed. Oh, okay. This dude's crazy. And I'll make fun of him. Or people, a lot of the times, like my content just comes from people DMing it to me. That's like a good part of it. But yes, it's funny. It's funny to see what people come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and of course, somebody who is always coming up with shit is Donald Trump. And to get into our news stories. So he just got his appeals bond reduced by a New York court to $175 million. And his lawyer, Alina Haba, was on TV, like, acting as if she had achieved this major victory. And it's like, you just lost your client almost $200 million. And so you really achieved nothing here other than embarrassing yourselves just slightly less.
I think that as much as they lie to the general public, they're also lying to one another on their team. And as long as she can convince him that that's a win, I think he's stupid enough to buy it. And then she could just keep working for him.
So. Yeah, I think so. Everything these people say in public is for him. Like, that's who they say their shit for, because it is laughable bullshit in any other context. And it's just hilarious to anyone else. I mean, the whole idea behind reducing the bond was he's in financial hardship, but he markets himself to his dupes as richer than God and super successful. And now he's like, no, please, please don't make me pay so much because I can't afford it.
It's just ridiculous.
At the same time, he's saying like he's going to pay cash for the $175 million. We all know that's not going to happen. But then in the same breath, he's saying he's allowed to accept money from foreign governments to pay legal fees. And it's like, okay, so which is it? Are you just flush with cash and you could pay it out of your pocket? Or are you already getting ahead of the story for later?
Yeah. I really do think Trump just kind of hires his lawyers based on seeing people praising him on TV. Like, we already know that about Eric Trump's wife, but for a while it was publicly
Lara Trump.
Like, Michael Cohen talked about how Lara Trump was disliked by Trump, even though like daughter-in-law. And one time Lara Trump went on TV and praised him. And then Trump said, wow, this is such an amazing woman. Like, where's she from? Oh, and then realized it was his son, like his stepdaughter. So that's like how she got into the good graces. But it's yeah. It's
how like did she get that last name, Trump?
Yeah, it's almost. I forgot they were engaged, but they were at least in a relationship at that time. But God, like, oh, okay. His decision making is hilarious sometimes.
Yeah, it actually reminds me of the shows for preschoolers. The characters talk to the viewer and then pretend to listen to you. And that is exactly how Donald Trump watches TV. It's 100% that. They talk to him, and then they wait for him to think about it, and then they say some more things.
Yeah, it is almost like a toddler in a lot of ways. I think also part of the issue is he can only get these terrible sycophant lawyers who barely pass the bar because he doesn't pay bills. He's known as the dude who doesn't pay contractors. And usually lawyers, from my experience, like to get paid prior to doing work. So that just doesn't work with the Trump Organization.
It's also, if they're not getting paid, I understand these are high profile cases because it's a former president. And so it's a lot of press for them. But if you go out there and align yourself with this awful person and then lose case after case, I don't understand what press you're drumming up for yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And also you risk your bar license, as many of his attorneys have had that. And Rudy Giuliani, you know, he's in the middle of all that. So like he got suspended in New York and in DC, not officially revoked yet, but there's no way they're going to let him keep it. So, but I don't know. It is definitely hilarious to see. And that's the thing. Yeah. Like everyone who attaches themselves to him, they never benefit from it in the long run. And we're definitely seeing that in his latest scam. Truth Social has approved a merger with a Digital World Acquisition Company, which is this scam that the FEC is basically disallowing. This is like the last one. that they have basically said, we're not going to allow this shit anymore. And for very good reason. So the stock right now so they're going to rebrand the company, which was DWAC, over their symbol will be DJT after, of course, Donald J.
Oh,
Trump.
God.
and to make it clear, it was his in Trump fashion.
Yeah. Yep. And so right now, as of our recording here, the stock market capitalization of it is $9 billion, which puts it above Reddit. And Truth Social has 648,000 visitors last month in February. And Reddit had 850 million. 850 million versus 648,000. Yeah.
I'm
Reddit's only worth
$6 billion.
Yep. Yeah, and Reddit's only worth $6 billion.
I mean, I have several friends with more Instagram followers than Truth Social has users, and they're not world famous.
Are they worth $9 billion?
It's just really. Really pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want that information getting out.
What did they say the daily active users was? If that was like,
they actually don't disclose it.
Oh, of course. So
because it's four.
Yeah, it's almost like I've had from my knowledge of all social media platforms, I think they all like I would include even like Fediverse and like Mastodon and all of them in this list, but. The issue is people from like most political sides kind of hate being around each other, which is why these platforms fail. Like Trump supporters, if you just put them all on the same platform, they don't have any liberals to dunk on. They don't have any people to make fun of. They don't have any people to like clash heads with. So then it just ends up becoming a cesspool, which is obviously bad for advertisers because like no one wants to advertise on like your Hitlerite convention app. So I installed Truth Social once and like the first like I just go on the app and it's like people like posting racist stuff, or it's just like literally just like, oh, typical, and it's just like random stories of black people committing crimes. And it's like, okay, well, I guess that's kind of like Facebook, but then you go more into it and it's just like you just like start seeing swastikas on some parts of the app, and it's like, yeah, I guess you kind of like attract that type of user because you have to like. Especially now, I think it was true in the past still, because Twitter's always kind of been a like loose platform with moderation. But now under Elon Musk, if you're too extreme to be posting on Twitter, what is wrong with you? Like, Nick Fuentes is still on the app. Like, you have to be absolutely out there to somehow get kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, you got to really take a look at yourself there. I also wonder, like you said, you had made an account on there, and I know a lot of people on the
watch have
made accounts. Yeah, I would love to know, not that there's any way to find out, but I'm curious how many people are on the left that are on there to just like
actually Joe Biden's on there. Joe Biden is on Truth Social.
Why?
Yes. Just to make fun of Donald Trump. The Biden campaign is on there.
Yeah,
they like for them to do something else.
Yeah, they pull like screenshots from Trump's like posts. There's one where he was bragging about winning a golf tournament at the Trump Golf Club, which I'm really proud of him for that
achievement. Yeah. Yeah, he really did. It's like, and again, back to this toddler mentality that Trump has. It's like, my mom thinks I'm funny. That's the ultimate comedian boast, right, Lisa?
I think
my mom doesn't think I'm funny, so she hates my comedy.
That's true.
I think for me, the ultimate comedian boast is my parents hate me. Because if your mommy likes your jokes, they're probably not great.
Yeah, fair. Okay, well, I guess it's maybe the ultimate.
Yeah, not to step on your joke. Point.
My mom likes my columns.
Yeah.
Because my mom did like mine when I was a Republican. She doesn't like my columns anymore now.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Something about the Trump judgment I found interesting. Like, obviously, he still has to pay the $175 million, like, which is part of it, but he owes the full amount. I think he's like legal strategy currently is just hiring the dumbest lawyers and begging them to stall the cases and make it as inconvenient as possible for anything to get done, because his only bet is winning the presidency and then trying to like shield himself from responsibility. Because like there's like, okay, I could see Trump if it was like, oh, Fulton County. I don't think Fonnie Willis is that talented of a prosecutor, like real, just like from watching the YSL RICO trial, like it's been unimpressive. Maybe she'll get like a better strategy. I don't know yet, but 90 different criminal counts in multiple jurisdictions plus civil counts, and it's still like a mounting legal issue. There's no way they're not going to pin him on at least a few felonies if he's not president.
I mean, I hope so, because it feels like one after another, everyone's like, oh, let's give him a little bit of a break. I mean, I'm losing my mind over how white collar criminals are able to get away with so much. It's like,
yeah, no, like that really is the conundrum that we have here, because like Trump is correct that some of these laws that are being used against him haven't been used. Like with some of the, I guess it was not the Stormy Daniels one. It was actually some of the overvaluations on the real estate. So, I mean, granted, he was flat out lying. Like it wasn't just a matter of judgment on a lot of these things, but some of them it was. And it's like, if that's true, which some of it is, it's like, that just means we need to go after more shitheads who are scamming the public in a white collar crime fashion. But like all these kind of corporate neoliberal Democrats, they also want to protect rich people and not have them held accountable for their crimes. And this is what happens when you don't prosecute other assholes. Then the ones when you finally do start prosecuting are like, oh, this is not fair. This is not fair. And you only have yourself to blame, Democrats, is what I would say.
I think also to the point of Trump running so that he can clear himself of crimes, it's frustrating also to see other, I mean, not that there's really any viable Republican candidates, but there's so many people that are like, yeah, if I get elected, I'll pardon him. And I'm like, God, fuck you. It's like, if you get elected, you don't need him anymore. Why would you do that? His base is
you'll finally be
starting
rid of
to
him.
Fall off. Like,
I think their fear, even like not as much Nikki Haley anymore, but a lot of the like GOP figures, when they complain about Trump, it's only when they're on the door out. But when they have to like win a re-election, I mean, obviously, I don't think like Republican fundraisers or like funders are with like Peter Thiel is just not participating in this election. But the voters, I think maybe, I don't know the exact stat, probably not a super majority, but I would believe like a majority of Republicans currently are diehard enough for Trump to the point where they would like sabotage another candidate for him. Although also maybe that wouldn't completely bear out because like Trump's midterm record wasn't that good. They were predicting a red wave and that it was more of like a red tide, or not tide, kind of like a slight majority. But a lot of the candidates Trump, a red ripple, that's what I was looking for. But a lot of the candidates he endorsed underperformed. So maybe that implies he has less of a grip, but
time will tell.
Well, yeah. No, to be honest, like I think Trump actually wants to lose his cases because he can claim persecution. Like everybody who is a Republican now is basically obsessed with thinking that they are the victims in society.
Yep.
George Santos has announced he's now going to run as an independent in his own district. He's so cuckoo. I kind of love this. I love anyone also that is just like deciding to run for anything right now.
Yeah, honestly, I think his only play is not, I mean, he knows he's not going to win, obviously, unless Republican voters are that bad in the first district. But I have some faith that they aren't, especially after the entire PR firestorm. And now they're going to campaign, obviously, since he's probably going to go to jail in the next 5 years. But all he's doing, I think he's probably going to like launch a podcast or something. I can't see any other reason he's running for office. He's like probably just campaigning for his cameo. So
it does seem like a good way to pivot to make money elsewhere or to get hired on something. Like, I'm trying to build up my socials now so I can get more gigs, et cetera. And I'm like, maybe I should run for president. I'd be selling out theaters in a year. I just enter the race now.
Got it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Currently on his Cameo, I just pulled it up so I got the right numbers on it, but he's charging $350 for a personalized George Santos birthday wish, wedding speech, pep talk, roast, advice. I'm not sure who would want advice from him. Question, or just like another miscellaneous request. And he's had at least 159 people who've reviewed it. I'm not sure, like, wait, I can do the math on 159 times 350. So he's like a little over $50,000 off of Cameo. Although, to be fair, I'm sure not everyone who's bought it has reviewed it. But I guess this is just his new side hustle, which I'm not sure how long this is going to go for him, but.
So he said on X, I hate calling it that, Twitter, the Republican Party continues to lie and swindle its voter base. I, in good conscience, cannot affiliate myself with a party that stands for nothing and falls for everything. Now you want dignity?
And he's honest. Like, this is what's so hilarious about it. He's against lying now.
Yeah, I really do think he's probably just planning on trying to get some media position from this on like a low tier network, or maybe he's going to podcast. But even if he does, like, he's going to go to jail most likely, because it's so clear. You put an OnlyFans subscription on the campaign credit card. Like, we can read the credit card statement. It's not exactly up for debate. So I'm usually white collar, like collar crimes like that, it's like, I'm sure he's going to take a plea deal. There's no way he wouldn't, unless he's not the brightest, which I guess he isn't, but still.
I imagine they would like him in prison though.
Yeah. But yeah, the road seems to be running out. Maybe he's just hoping he can make enough money to like sort of defend the criminal charges he's facing. But have you guys like ever seen any actual George Santos fans? I know there's people who defend him because he's a Republican, but like, I don't think there's actually a true diehard Santos political fandom. So,
I mean, insofar as like love to watch him do stupid shit.
Oh yeah. I would be a part of that. Yeah. I watch his Cameo sometimes, but
you know what though? Like, I just hope this lasts at least until November. That's all I ask, because since he's running as an independent, he's basically going to take votes from the Republican in the district. And by the way, Nick LaLotta is the Republican there. He basically said he led the charge to get Santos expelled from Congress. So like, this is literally Santos coming in, not just to get attention for himself, but he wants to make this guy lose And so, like, I'm okay with that. At least go ahead and have him lose. Take his votes away, please.
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone about the Santos stuff, but I think there's a, like, the best thing for Santos would be if we can somehow arrange a position for him in Congress where he's basically like the congressional jester. I think that would make America happy and make him happy.
Yes.
Give him like $75,000 a year. Tell him like, hey, entertain the public. That might be the best case scenario.
Yeah, just have him like a full-time TikToker or something.
He's hilarious. Like, I feel like some people kind of overplay how much, I mean, he is a terrible public official. Like, he didn't respond to any like basic like constituent requests, which is what you're supposed to do as a congressperson, like for local stuff. But he's so funny. Like, he has like a good camera presence. Funny. He's amazing in that aspect. Honestly, they should have gotten, like, if only he like got a job as like a podcaster before causing all these issues for himself.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of post Republican office careers by Republicans, there is Ronna McDaniel, the former chair of the Republican National Committee, got hired by NBC. And she is, everybody inside NBC is kind of flipping out at her, and now they're doing it on the air. And of all people, Chuck Todd, the person who lets Republicans walk all over him, was infamous for that. Even he got upset about it and complained about it on the air. And I guess last night, Rachel Maddow did a monologue about it. And I'm glad they're doing this. But on the other hand, this is not a new thing for NBC or any of these other networks. Like, they hired that total moron, Hugh Hewitt. Like, Hugh Hewitt has never been correct about anything in his fucking life. This guy is the poster child of Republican affirmative action. But, you know, basically, he's not someone that goes around with drool out of his mouth or baring his fangs, and so therefore he gets jobs. Like, that is literally this dude's life. He has nothing worth. When I was a conservative, I would read his stuff and I'm like, this guy's an idiot. Who would hire him? And I never understood it until I stopped being conservative. It's affirmative action. That's what it is.
Yeah. So many Nepo babies work at Fox News. It seems to be a issue in the conservative media space.
I have to say, also, speaking of just getting hired on whatever outlet you're probably not a great fit for, every time I go on LinkedIn, every time there's some kind of writer or correspondent job available at Fox News, and it's so tempting. It's so tempting because, like, especially, and Matt and I have joked about this, I'm only half joking right now, I'm ready to cash in. Especially as a blonde white lady, if I just start working at Fox News, I'll be a millionaire by the end of the year. things will take off if I'm like, I've seen the light.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, they love that story. It is absurd. But the whole Ronna McDaniel thing, the thing I liked about it, though, was that, so she was interviewed on Meet the Press and by Kristen Wilker, and she basically was like, yeah, I didn't really believe those things that I was saying about the 2020 election. But, you know, when you're the chair of the party, you just have to take one for the team. That was how she phrased it. And it's like,
no,
hello, this was about literally trying to steal an election and overthrow Congress. And you fucking defend. This is not a matter of, well, it was my job. It's like, this is, and I hate to use like a Hitler analogy, but like, that is literally what the Nazi death camp guards were saying. They were like, oh, it was my job. I had to do this. I didn't really want to it. I wasn't into it, but I just got to do what you got to do for your paycheck. And it's
God, I almost feel like there's almost more of a case for the Nazi guys, because they were like, you could say their relationship was more coercive than her. You're the RNC.
Like, the fucking guy. Yeah.
You have other opportunities. Like, they did it in a position where it's not like they could, like, they're not exactly a person who works in media or works in politics. Like, she could have taken other jobs or just simply, I don't know, like, not taken one for the team on the entire, oh, let's overthrow the US government thing. Like, that's not, we're not asking too much of her. Like, she can still stonewall the media, gaslight the media, but like, just maybe don't lead to a capital insurrection. It's not even like, I think she wouldn't have even lost her job. I think she just wanted to be in the good graces of MAGA and Trump and fundraise off of it, but they still flopped at fundraising. So like, what did she accomplish?
Yeah, no, and it's like one. The other thing is like for NBC hiring her to go back to what you were saying about who no one is a George Santos super fan. Definitely, no one is a Ronna McDaniel super fan.
Like, oh, that's for sure.
She speaks for no one. No one. She failed in her job in pretty much every single way, and no one likes her. So why would NBC hire her? Just stupid.
Yeah, I think there's kind of, or I don't think this is an actual group that exists. Maybe it does, but there's kind of, I think at CNN, some of the executives have an impression that like, oh, politics is so divided. What if we like did more neutrality or like forced neutrality on the news because everyone's saying like CNN sucks. But mm-hmm. I think they're like, they don't like, they're just like, oh, let's hire the former RNC chairwoman. But that's like, not, I feel like that's almost like an unfair representative of neutrality, where you have like people who have political views similar to Joe Biden, or like probably honestly, I'd say like a lot of CNN and NBC hosts are to the right of Joe Biden. And mm-hmm. then Ronna McDaniel, where you're basically like cuckoo land person who tried, or it didn't try, but like participated in an attempt to overthrow the government indirectly, or however directly you want to say it is. But like, mm-hmm. that's not, like you're swinging the middle ground so much to the right for no reason.
Well, and you're not getting credibility from the MAGA cult either, because they fucking loathe her. They hate yeah. her. They've hated her from day one because she's related to Mitt Romney. So whatever she did, she deserved to be canceled for that. And like, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like her, you know, the Republicans are always saying, we have to stand up for people's right to say their opinions, to say what they think, and not Elon Musk is like, the future of civilization is at stake if people can't say their opinions. And Ronna McDaniel's literally saying, I could not say my opinions in the Republican Party, and I was the fucking boss of it.
Yeah, it's
that's so what crazy. Cancel culture looks like, dipshits.
What's different when they ahead, do it? Sorry. Because it's for Daddy Trump, so it's different.
Yeah, well, speaking of insane people, there is a...
inspirational people.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Yeah, so a man from Victorville, California, he was just charged by prosecutors out here for hiring two hitmen to kill the guy who was dating his daughter. He paid them $40,000, and they followed the guy around for a while and then shot at him while he was in the car. They earned $40,000 for it.
I mean, look, nobody wants to work anymore. And I think that that's really the crux of this story. Everyone's outsourcing everything. Kill him yourself.
Well, and I have to say, as the father of two daughters, he's giving me ideas here for the future.
There's a reason I didn't bring any guys into my house in the entirety that I lived with my parents.
Well, never. Also,
I didn't even mention. I was like, I don't even know of that gender. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, yeah, but for people who don't know, your parents also ran a biker bar, so
this
for
is good true.
Reason, perhaps. Yeah. That's why you kept the
there
guys.
There was hitmen aplenty. In my parents' friend group. Also, like $40,000, why are you getting your friend to do the hitman job with you for $40,000? That's not a super high number to kill somebody. I mean, what can you get, like a Toyota Corolla with that? that's not a lot.
Well, it's just like the laziest thing way of trying to kill him too, because the guy was in his car and they just drove by and shot at him. And then after they failed to kill him, he just drove himself to the hospital. And it's like, that's so, come on, guys. That's so lazy. That's worth you got paid $40,000 for that. Like, come on now.
Yeah, what funny. Are you doing?
God, those pastors, it's always like so interesting to see like the religious fanatics and stuff. Like, I have like a friend who.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. You should mention that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, for, like, at least my parents aren't that religious, but, like, I have friends who have pre-religious parents, and it's like, damn, that's, like, abusive. You should probably, like, move out as soon as you can, but it's mm-hmm. I wonder if it's not even a religion thing with a lot of them, because there's normal people who are religious, obviously, but I think it's just the most easy way for controlling parents or just controlling people in general to like weaponize their own abuse. And it just happens to be a vehicle for it. And that's pretty common.
Yeah. Well, and it is funny. Yeah. The guy, he claimed that he was a pastor, that he was a pastor at a church, and this LA station went out to the church and they asked the guy, the church, the actual pastor of the church, they're like, "Hey, so is this dude a pastor here?" And they were like, "No, he's a volunteer. He's just does."
Alleged. Okay. Yeah. I wish they just put pretend pastor, because the alleged, it looked like it was just like how on news stories where when something's actually true, they just put alleged in front of everything to shield from.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Although in the story we're looking at, the headline is self-proclaimed pastor.
Self-proclaimed. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There
Which is go. Funny.
I mean, look, I'm an ordained minister myself.
Actually, yeah. Is doing a wedding.
I'm officiating a wedding next week. I would say. I mean, I'm officially a minister, not even self-proclaimed, but I do think it's brilliant for specifically for a person of the church to do this, because you don't even have to take that money out of your own pocket. You just pass the basket around a couple of Sundays and you're ready to go. You've got enough money for a hitman.
Well, maybe that's why the actual pastor had no comment.
I got to start a church. But who knows? I think that's where I'm fucking up. I either have to run for president or I have to start a church, because I'm not willing to start a podcast that is just me spouting right-wing beliefs. So there's like pretty much two other meal tickets.
Yeah. Well, although there's that other guy, what's his name? I forget his first name. Huberman, who just got exposed for scamming what, like dozens of women from his health podcast.
Andrew Huberman.
Yes. Somebody sent that to me yesterday.
Is that like the Yale guy? I think like Huberman's lab.
No, Stanford.
Or yeah. Stanford. He Huberman's lab. Yeah. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
I never watch it, and I would never have ever listened to it.
Yeah, the thing, what I know about him, he's anti sunscreen for some reason. Where it's like, why? I mean, like, I know it's annoying. Like, I can't blame him. It's annoying to put on, but I don't think there's any health repercussions. Maybe I'm the idiot, but I don't know why he has such an issue with it. He's like, oh yeah, it's like there's something about how that's actually what gives you cancer, where it's like, well, I know, like, I think we figured this out like 50 years ago, but okay. And he's also, he's invested, or I forgot his exact financial relationship with them, but he's like a huge promoter of Athletic Greens or AG1, which is a scam. Of like, course. Maybe they'll sue me for this, but undoubtedly a scam based on how their website's listed. The big scam a lot of these quote, like, I guess you could say wellness or nootropic companies do, when you're selling a product like this, you have to advertise the ingredients, which they're doing technically, although you don't have to advertise the concentration. So if you literally just do the math on what advertising they're giving you servings of, you could not reach an active dose of like half the ingredients in it. I think it's like a 2 gram capsule. Like, the math is just impossible. Like, if you want to actually get health benefits, like, go to like a GNC and just buy the ingredients themselves. So it's like, and he promotes it like it's like some life-changing product. But yeah,
I mean, that seems like that's another good grift. I'm just trying to find a grift. That's what's happening.
See, that's why I brought him up, Lisa. I'm thinking about you there.
I mean, I haven't looked into this, but a friend told me, so therefore it's fact, that the company that manufactures the bullshit pills that Joe Rogan sells also is the company that manufactures the bullshit that Gwyneth Paltrow sells. And I'm like, that makes sense. I don't need to look that up.
Alex Jones, actually.
To me. Yeah.
I do know for a fact that Alex Jones sells some of the same stuff as her.
Yeah.
That is a fact that I know of.
I got, I'm pretty fit. I think I could start selling some kind of pills. I think that's where I've gone astray.
Yeah. God, it's almost so, yeah, it's so crazy. And like some of the prices they charge, it's like you could, I'm pretty sure like you can literally get like testosterone hormone therapy for a cheaper price with insurance if you're over the age of 30 than whatever like bullshit Alex Jones wants to sell you. So it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's like, works, no,
but, yeah. No, it's like people will waste all kinds of money rather than just have a better diet.
Yeah,
that's really what it comes down to, like, or just be a little bit more active and have a better diet, and that will solve almost all of your weight problems,
yeah, your issues,
yeah, just or like with so many of these supplements, it's like, oh, if you want, like, drink it with like water, I'm like pretty sure if you just like did the math on your body weight and how much water you like are supposed to consume in a day, you'll get more health benefits, since like a lot of people are just like somewhat dehydrated throughout the day without really realizing. But
and this is a good way to segue into our pitch for the pills we're selling.
Oh,
but unfortunately, we don't have any.
What you have to do is you have to pay in advance, and you Venmo me at Olympian Lisa Curry, and then we will send you pills.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what kind of pills.
To be determined.
I'm just sending iron pills out.
Hey, well, a lot of people do need some iron, so there we go. Yeah. All right. Well, so that is our last story of the day here. So for people who want to keep up with you, Mango, where do you want them to go?
If you're not already, just follow at Right Wing Cope on Twitter. My stuff's on there. Maybe you'll find some of it funny. Maybe you won't. Can let me know. But yeah, that's the main platform to find me on. Also, at Right Wing Cope on Instagram. I need to actually post on there. But that's also, if you're not on X, that's the other place you can find my stuff.
And then your Mango's account.
Oh, well. I don't really post. I post on there like maybe once every 3 months, but I ate the mango. If you want to check it out, maybe there's some funny stuff in my archives that you'll like. So,
okay, cool.
And then please give me a follow on Instagram at Olympian Lisa Curry. I post my show dates on there. I post lots of cool travel stuff. There's going to be a wild thing happening at that wedding that it's a prank surprise. So I can't say it, but it's going to be nuts, and I will be posting that.
Okay, awesome. And everybody can follow me over at Matt Sheffield on various places. And then everybody, please do make sure to follow Doom Scroll Show as well. So that's it for this episode. We'll see everybody next time.
Bye.